Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak children are learning through hard times. What I mean with this? Previous generation want to have strong, brave, courage, honesty, religious children, and they were sending their children through tests to make the children stronger, more honest, more religious, more healthy. And that makes for me so much sense. And today, the parents want to make it their children easy. And that's totally wrong. Then the children depend on the parents instead to learn to go their own path. And so that everybody can blackmail them, force them in other direction, because they are not individuals who can decide for themselves. And if we want to know something, then we have to go through suffering, and it's quite simple. The next thing is, then the children or the babies getting vaccines like crazy. A kid can cope only with vaccines with 7 years, and for sure not every 2 months one vaccine. That's too much. And so this 66% of the children are chronically ill because of this overprotection, what never will work out. So I was growing up in a different situation. So we went through braveness tests, who could climb on the highest mountain, highest tree, and so on. And then we had combats, very violent combats. And for sure, it was cold in the winter time and rainy, but we had to go outside and play there. And this made us stronger, our immune system was trained to the cold weather. And today it's very simple for the parents. You have a TV set, want your child quickly and quiet, let them see TV. Okay. In the computer area we call it Gigomat. That was from Siemens, Simonat, and now Gigomat. Garbage input, garbage output. That is a Gigomat. And what the TV are showing is wrong. It's bad for the brain of the children. So if you're giving garbage input in the computer, we're getting garbage output. And the same thing is true for children. They need the right input that we communicate with them and show our love, and that they can learn from us. TV is simple, no? Give them TV. Or the best thing is a tablet computer. No? The brain cannot deal with a tablet computer when you are a child. And this is a science proved. Child need movements, need balancing exercises and so on. Instead, it looks always on the screen. Okay, then needs quite fast glasses and so on. And cannot cope with the life. Live in an illusionary world. This is getting autistic through that. Because exchange with other people? No. They have a tablet, they have a TV set. They have a smartphone. what we learned, TV looking makes stupid. And learn to go your own way. Not to depend on all other people. So this means TV is not good for children. Smartphone, tablet computer, then they're playing, they're getting gamble addicted or digital addicted, what the two-day word is, it's not suited for the children. Children need movements with the body. Otherwise their body will become ill and bad and weak. And TV is for sure not good. And we have to test them that they're getting stronger and stronger and can think for themselves instead to repeat the different movies out of their brain, how the stars are moving, and John Wayne is... This is not good for children. It's hard to live without TV and these things for most of all people, so I have seen as a kid maybe 2 or 3 years at TV, this was all, then I had totally enough from it, and then no, TV is for me out. I'm an engineer, for sure I've learned these things. But then this was work for me, and so the fascination is after some time when you work 8 or 10 hours and learn to program and making all this microprocessor controlling of units for the industry, then the fascination is after some time over. So I want to motivate you that to get strong, honest children. And when we were lying, we got very much punishment, like crazy, or thieving something. And then the next thing is religion. For what religion is good today? Nobody believes anymore in this. And also the child will not learn anything about religion. This is also wrong. The previous generation could understand that religion is also good for a child. And for sure, honest, if we were lying or something, my God, there was punishment like crazy. No? And today, everything is annoyed. Great. We live an immoral life. Learn to cheat. Great. Okay. Thank you that I could inspire you. And bye.